Peace is definitely not at hand in the St. Louis metro area, where tensions between residents and law enforcement have burst into the streets once again. Protesters clashed with police last night in the Shaw neighborhood, where another police shooting and more charges of racial profiling echo the violence in the suburb of Ferguson earlier this year. The details in this case are in dispute. This much is not in dispute. An off-duty police officer working his second job as a security guard shot and killed a young black man earlier this week. Police say the man fired a weapon. His relatives say he was unarmed. Police say they recovered a stolen 9mm pistol from the scene that had been fired. Rachel Lipman is a reporter for St. Louis Public Radio. Rachel, welcome to the program.
Hi, John. Thank you.
So what is in dispute? I sort of alluded to it, the question of whether there was a weapon or not on the part of the person who was shot.
That's true, John. Yes, I think there are several things in dispute. As you mentioned, a lot of people are saying he was armed with no more than a sandwich. Photo from a surveillance video of a corner market near where the shooting took place about a half hour before that shooting took place seemed to show that the individual, 18-year-old Von Derrick Myers, unarmed and not wearing a sweatshirt. And police have said in their narrative of the situation that there was a physical struggle between the officer and Myers and that the sweatshirt came off during the struggle. But again, this surveillance video was taken from before this incident occurred. Also in dispute, although I don't know if that it's a dispute, it's more of a question as to what the officer was doing attempting to stop Myers and three other individuals. They have said that their behavior struck the officer as suspicious, but police have never said specifically what they mean by that.
And as law enforcement and the media and others attempt to clarify the events, as we've seen so many times in the past, the protests sort of continue on another track. And what we're seeing here is a real sense of the latent hostility and anger brewing in the St. Louis area between people and law enforcement. Here are some community activists who were at the protests last night.
The general issue is that there are a large amount of young brown and black men who are gunned down by the police, that the system is skewed in favor of those of the wealthy. So not even brown and black men, but it's also about an issue of class, that the system is skewed against those poor people. And so what we're wanting is some kind of answer to what is going on.
That's Reverend Melissa Bennett speaking as part of the protest last night in the St. Louis Shaw neighborhood, and here's a parent.
Well, my children have been mistreated by police also. You know, my daughter, both my sons, you know. So I think, like I told everybody in the beginning that Mike Brown would not die in vain. I'm kind of proud of St. Louis, though, you know, for jumping up and trying to be heard.
It's Everett Clayton, who is a citizen and a parent, responding to the protests on the streets of St. Louis. It seems to me as though in the messages that people are delivering there, and Everett Clayton refers to Michael Brown, who died in Ferguson, that no matter whether the police follow protocols or not, that there is so much hostility here that every time something happens, there are going to be people on the streets and it could get violent.
I think that's right, John. I don't know if this is a new normal, but I think what the question a lot of the protesters have is just simply what those protocols are. Why is it that African-American men seem to die more often at the hands of police officers than men who aren't of color? Why are African-Americans targeted more often for traffic stops when data actually show that when white cars are pulled over or searched that you're more likely to find contraband? So the question is also, If the policies and the protocols are just unfairly targeting these individuals, so when police follow them, it's still harmful to the African-American community.
And if we're going to use Ferguson as our guide, can we expect the National Guard out on the streets, the governor declaring a state of emergency? Where do things stand?
John, I don't know. I think it's going to depend on the reaction of the police to the situation. A lot of what prompted some of the concern in Ferguson was just the heavy, heavy, heavy police response. And we did see some of that last night. Social media pictures and reports from those on the ground say there was pepper spray after a officer in need of aid call went out. I did see one of those big armored SWAT vehicles on the scene through social media pictures. This is all coming to in advance of a weekend of events called Ferguson October. that is set to, it's a series of marches and protests and rallies and social action to mark 2 months since the shooting death of Michael Brown in Ferguson. And now I'm sure the Von Derrick Meyer shooting will be wrapped into that as well. So police have been not releasing many details about their response. I know that the Joint Operations Center in both St. Louis City and St. Louis County have been activated. That's sort of the coordinating center for policing. I imagine the Missouri State Highway Patrol will have a role in crowd control and policing this weekend. It will be interesting to see where this goes from here. You've also got this combined with the National League Championship Series begins in St. Louis, and interactions between fans and protesters have gotten ugly at times.
Rachel Lipman is a reporter for St. Louis Public Radio. Thanks so much, Rachel.
Thank you, John.